This is Christine Novak, science editor for the American Gastroenterological Association. I'm talking to Jay Lalazari from Quest Clinical Research. He presented some interesting data at the International Liver Congress in Berlin, Germany, on results from a trial of the uridine analog PSI-7977 in patients with genotype 2 or 3 HCV infection. Jay, what can you tell us about your study and what you found?
Hi, so this is Dr. Jay Lalazari. As Christine said, we presented data on Pharmasset's nucleotide analog called 7977, given once a day with PEG, interferon, and ribavirin. And we're presenting results of a 12-week treatment study showing a rapid virologic response, a complete early virologic response, and sustained virologic response through week 12 in treatment-naive subjects with hepatitis C genotype 2 or 3. So just by way of background, 7977 is a nucleotide analog prodrug inhibitor of the NS5B hepatitis C polymerase inhibitor. It's got good PK and administered once a day with broad genotypic coverage as a result of being a chain terminator. And previously has been shown to have good activity against genotype 1 as well as 2, 3, with no patients in any clinical study now breaking through virologically. And now we have treatment through 12 weeks, and has been safe and well tolerated up till now. A previous monotherapy study showed that it was a very potent drug with about a 4.7 log decline in viral load after treatment for 7 days. The background in genotype 2 and 3 is that treatment is currently suboptimal, and that we only see sustained response rates in about 70 to 80% of patients with Geno 2 or 50 to 70% of patients with Geno 3. And the new direct-acting antivirals are not generally active against Geno 2 and 3 because of the limited homology of the target viral enzymes across the genotypes. So the idea was that we could treat Geno 2, 3 by adding a potent nucleotide analog in combination with interferon ribavirin and get away with a shorter duration of treatment. So everybody in this pilot study, an N of 25 patients, received open-label interferon ribavirin as well as 7977 administered as 400 milligrams once a day. Everyone was treated for 12 weeks, and then we were reporting data 12 weeks after treatment, or SVR12. It was 25 individuals who were treatment naive, didn't have cirrhosis, had a viral load above 50,000. And overall, the population was over 70% non-CC genotype at the IL-28B locus. We had 25 subjects enrolled. One subject was lost to follow-up, but in the remaining 24, we saw viral load reductions of 24 out of 24 had a rapid virologic response, meaning they were negative at week 4. Actually, 88% of patients were negative at week 2. And that that persisted in that 100% of patients of the 24 patients were negative at the end of 12 weeks and remained negative 12 weeks after treatment for an SVR12, so an overall on-treatment response rate of 100%, which means, of course, that none of the patients actually relapsed after stopping treatment. Interestingly, none of the normal predictors of response, such as the age or gender or IL-28B status or viral load, were actually predictive of response here, in part because everybody responded. And we had multiple patients with multiple negative predictors who did well. And on the other side, the safety side, we were gratified to see that the drug was well tolerated. There didn't appear to be any major or even minor clinical adverse events, no laboratory adverse events. And so overall, the preliminary data from this phase 2 study showing very good virologic activity, a drug that was well tolerated, and suggesting that actually a genotype 2-3 might be amenable to treatment with interferon-sparing regimens, work that is currently ongoing. And then continuing to show that patients treated with 7977, no virologic breakthrough has occurred, in part because the drug has apparently a very high barrier to resistance. The in vitro isolates that are can be selected have very poor replication capacity, less than 5%, and that seems to explain in part why the drug has been so effective.
Thank you, Dr. Lalazari. That was